That's right, it's now time for Blame It on Big Fatty, the segment where we blame everything that happens in life on that big fat bag of gas down there in the South Kakalaki. Ruined!
Do you like that?
I do like that.
Because it's time to play Blame It on Big Fatty.
Woo-hoo. I love to blame it on Big Fatty. I'm just going to tell you this.
I'm going to tell you. I got to blame it on Big Fatty right now because I was in a meeting on Wednesday. Do we need some music for this?
Sure. Can you put a little background music in?
I can, let me turn it down a little bit here. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
So I was in a meeting. Is that good? Yeah.
That's very loud on my end.
Is it too loud?
But if it's up to you.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's not.
It's not turning down. Oh, Lord. Nah. Blame it on Big Fatty.
Okay.
So, I was in a meeting on last Wednesday with some fairly important people, and we were discussing some things about IT security and blah, 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 and we got to talking about the MySpace, and every time I went to say MySpace, I said my face and looked like an idiot, and it was weird. It was just like every time I started to say it, it would come out my face. I mean, and I'd have to stop and say, I'm sorry, I meant MySpace.
And they were saying, sure, Tim.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why it's time to blame it on Big Fatty.
That's right, it's now time for Blame It on Big Fatty, the segment where we blame everything that happens in life on that big fat bag of gas down there in the South Kakalaki. Ruined!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Do we need some music for this?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 354 of the BFO for Friday, the 12th of June, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, once again, get ready. It's another Cosmo celebration because Big Fatty is pissed. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going better than Big Fatty's Thursday went, because, y'all, I was in a foul mood. Y'all, I mean, the foulness was coming out a different end today. I mean, I was not even farting. I was so mad. Y'all, first of all, I hate these fucking 10-hour days. I just fucking hate them, okay? And they put me in a bad mood to begin with anyway. So, anyway, get to work. And y'all, excuse me. I walk in and I fucking sit down. And I'm sitting down for 12 seconds. And the goddamn phone starts ringing. And y'all, I hate the fucking telephone. I fucking hate the telephone. Okay, which I'm sure you're saying, well, Big Fatty, why do you want an iPhone? Well, I don't know. Okay, I'm rethinking it. I'm just telling you, I'm rethinking it. I'm thinking that I'm just going to have a home phone and fuck the rest of this shit. But anyway, so the phone rings and y'all, and first of all, that just sets me off. I mean, I can't even fucking sit down for a minute before the fucking phone starts ringing. So I look and see who it is, and it's the Hats, and I'm like, great. And not just the Hats, it's my father. So, you know, and I'm like, great, he's calling me this early, that can't be good. Well, number one, because he's calling me, and then, you know, that just, ugh. So I answer, hello, how is work going? And I'm like, ugh. You know, don't be cheerful, la la la, when you know that I fucking hate this, God bless it, 10-hour day bullshit. Ugh. So then, oh, we didn't hear from you last weekend. We just wanted to know if everything was all right. Did we make you mad? Did we do something wrong? No, you didn't do anything. I mean, y'all, ugh. and I couldn't wait to hang up. Oh! And, you know, and they were just checking in, and it was all very innocent and everything, and they were just trying to be bright and cheery, and the early bird gets the worm, and fuck the early bird. Oh, my God. No, I can't write fuck on iTunes, so anyway. And now, y'all, pissed. That's what today's show is going to be. And that means drunk, and I may be drunk tonight, too. So I don't know. So then, you know, the day goes along, and then I get this fucking e-letter. Okay? Well, let's back up. Larry Vader,
V-E-D-E-R.
Larry Vader and Larry Klai are working on redoing this letter, and, you know, they're asking for help. Oh, Big Freddy, what do you think about this, Big Freddy? Oh, Big Freddy, take your headphones out and talk to us. Tell us what you think, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, Big Freddy, how would you say it? Wait a minute, say it again so I can type it. Big Freddy, Big Freddy, Big Freddy. Oh, my God. And, y'all, it's bubbling. And, you know, there again, they don't know that they're doing this, and I drive them crazy enough all the time. So, you know, turnabout fair play. So we get through that, and then about halfway through redoing this letter, the fucking cell phone rings again. And it's an 800 number. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has been getting these fucking calls from Sears Maintenance, calling me. I beg Friday, you need to renew the warranty on your washing machine. Well, fuck I do. Fucking fix it right the first time and it doesn't need a warranty, you know? Don't fucking build it to fall apart in 3 fucking years. I mean, you know, it's piss poor. That's all it is. It's just piss poor fucking shit nowadays. But y'all, so anyway, I see this and I immediately think it's the Sears people. And I've already told the Sears people, take me off your fucking list. I don't want the fucking maintenance renewal thing. So I throw the phone down. And, you know, then, you know, Big Freddy, help us with the letter again. And then the fucking phone goes off again because the robot call has left a message now. So, to shut it off, you got to call and see what it is. Well, y'all, it is the prescription pharmacy. You know, Big Fatty uses the prescription pharmacy for the drugs and everything that he has to take to stay alive. And I know many of you are saying, Big Fatty, please, for the love of God, quit calling them back. Just don't take them. And, so I call it back. Big Freddy, y'all, it's the fucking robot. There's no human being. There's no human being at all. It's the robot calling. Big Freddy, we need you to call. You need to return the call to this number, which is not the number that called me. Call this number and give this secret code. And it's a very important message, and we need for you to call before Thursday. And the sooner you call, the better it'll be. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, dear God, because, you know, I just, the other day, I had an e-letter from the prescription medical company. Big Fatty, it's time to renew your prescriptions, which I appreciate that, because, you know, Big Fatty forgets that shit sometimes. So I go in, and it has all the prescriptions there, and it says, renew now, renew now, renew now, renew now, renew now. So I just check all the boxes, okay? So I call the special number back, and I put in the fucking code, and it's still the robot talking to me. Say yes if this is you, and if this is Big Freddy, say yes. Big Freddy, one of your prescriptions cannot be refilled yet. It has to wait 2 more weeks, but we will hold it until that time, and then we will refill it, even though you've requested it. Well, don't fucking tell me it can be refilled then. You know, just say, just show me the ones that can be refilled. Don't tell me that the one that can't be refilled can be refilled, because I just checked the box. Y'all, fucking pisses me off when they do that shit. And then, you know, it's like it's my fucking fault that I checked the box that they said refill now. So, anyway, I hate the fucking robot calls. Oh, they drive me fucking crazy. Now, y'all, the other thing that I fucking hate is I'm over at the BFO today, and I go in, and I'm, you know, I'm doing some stuff over there, and it says, oh, Big Freddy, it's time to upgrade to episode 2.8. And, you know, use the automatic upgrade, Big Freddy. And y'all, Tim Cormall, y'all, he is without a doubt the patron saint of the BFO. I cannot say enough about Tim Cormall. He is the sweetest, most patient man on the face of the earth. But y'all, so I click, and you know, he helped me set up the automatic upgrade so that I wouldn't have to be spoon-fed every time there was a fucking upgrade to the WordPress. Well, you know, so I click on the automatic upgrade so I don't have to bother Tim or anything like that. And then as far as all of y'all are concerned, I'm sure the entire interwebs went down because the BFO is down now. There's something. There's an error code, Big Freddy, and there are some nice people out there that say, Big Freddy, your website's not working. And you know, then there's that Daniel Beaver. Oh, Big Freddy, I can't go anywhere on the interwebs. Womp womp womp. You know, because your website is down. And you know, and I'm not mad at Daniel Beaver, y'all. But you know, and I'm like, fuck. You know, I try to do the right thing, and it's the fucking, you know, oh, there was an error. There was a code error. And so I call and leave a message for Tim, or I send him an e-letter saying, the BFO is down. I tried to do the upgrade, you know, help, you know. And, you know, I'm sure that it just sets him off when he gets those fucking messages. But you know, y'all, that there are duties that come with being a patron saint. That's all I got to say. And y'all, and so then Tim calls me this afternoon, and I go to answer the phone, and there's nobody there. It immediately jumped to voicemail. So I call him back, and I get his voicemail. And then I had the phone goes beep, 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 you know, and there's a voicemail from Tim. So I have to listen to that. And then I call him back again, and, you know, we finally hooked up, and he was still at work, and anyway, the BFO is back up now. Anyway, he walked me through it once I got home Thursday night, and anyway, but y'all, I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to Tim, and Mr. Larry Vader comes in and goes, oh, you didn't ask me. Well, y'all, every time I fucking ask him to help me, was I don't have time for Big Freddy. So, anyway, but, and then there was the e-letter that came into the office today. Now, y'all, this is going to sound really ugly, but, y'all, when we get notice that a coal miner dies, we send a letter from our office out saying, surviving spouse, dear surviving spouse, we are sorry that the coal miner is dead. Please accept our sympathies. And then we send a letter over to the president of the coal mine's office for him to sign saying, dear surviving spouse, we are all saddened by the death of the coal miner. Okay? Fine. Well, and Larry Clyde generates these letters and all this kind of stuff, and they go out. Well, y'all, there was a coal miner who recently died who... his father, I knew from working with him over the years, and anyway, the coal miner didn't notify us that he had been divorced for 5 years, okay? No! Not important enough to let us know that, okay? So the surviving letter went out to the ex-wife. Well, I want to get this fixed so that this name is not associated with us anymore. This is hurtful to the family. She's not a part of the family. Well, I understand all of that, and I'm not mad. I just want to make sure it gets fixed. Okay, so we fixed it. Of course, by the time we had fixed it, the other letter had already been typed up and sent over, or typed up. Nobody fucking types anymore. Do you even know what a fucking typewriter is? So ASDFJKL semicolon. Anyway, so the letter is sent over, and you know, the president of the coal mine, he's off on vacation somewhere. So last week, while we were at down at Disney, he signs the letter and sends it out. Well, you know, then the second letter arrives to the to the ex-wife. I thought I told you. Well, you know, it's the fucking fault of the world that, you know, it wasn't important enough for the fucking coal miner to call and say, I'm divorced. It seems like they want to call up and tell us that and get that fucking bitching cunty name off of the records and all this stuff. Oh, and then it just pissed me off. Oh, y'all, I was in such a bad mood at work today. And then I had some fried chicken at lunch today, and I felt better. And so the fried chicken helped. And then I get home when Tim Carmel helps me with gets the BFO back up. Y'all, we have discovered that it really there were some thoughts out there that the reason that the BFO went down is because it was jinxed by the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
But y'all, I don't think it was jinxed by the sea hag, even though there's 6 pictures over there. And y'all, you got to go over there and you got to vote. And I'm going to be pissed. I'm not over this yet. I'm blowing it out today, y'all. And get it on over there. Make Big Fatty happy. Do something to make Big Fatty happy because he's had it. And y'all, then get the BFO back up and running again and had a nice conversation with Tim. And then, y'all, I'm watching the rat. And y'all, they are in a fucking frenzy. Fucking frenzy on the television machine with this switch to the digital TV, which is happening. It's happening today. It's happening today, June the 12th. You're not going, you know, it's a surprise to everyone. Oh my God. You know, my rabbit ears stopped working. Well, you know what? If you still got fucking rabbit ears and you hadn't upgraded, then you don't fucking deserve to watch television. That's all I've got to say. You are a fucking moron if you can't get a DTV signal. Well, I say that now, but I'll wait and see if I can get a signal tomorrow morning. But anyway, but y'all, I'm sorry. It's not a fucking surprise. You would have had to have lived in a fucking cave not to know about this. They put it off since February. We've been hearing this shit. Y'all, they've got a countdown clock running constantly. Only 11 hours and 10 minutes and 15 seconds. Oh, 11 hours, 10 minutes and 5 seconds. Oh, 11 hours, 10 minutes and 2 seconds. Oh, my God. So, you know, just fucking switch. And then all day Friday, it's going to be, I was unaware. I am the ignorance of the world. And nobody told me. And my coupon expired. And, somebody should help me with this. And, well, you know what? People have been fucking trying to help you since for a fucking year. They've done it the entire year last year. Oh, dear Gussie. All right. Y'all, and on a good note, Chastity Bono is now undergoing sexual modification, is going to become a man. And y'all, the way I see it, that's not going to take very long. Hey, babes. Mommy,
I have a penis.
Oh, babe. Oh. Well, y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. Big Fatty is going to have a little Tanqueray and tonic, and by a little, I mean a lot. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and, you know, have a drink, and, you know, just sit back with a good book, and perhaps you might want to just add to that mix.
Right. Do we need some music for this?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.